What's up, guys? You're listening to the Breeze podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. My name is Vic.
Yo, give me some energy, bro.
It's coming.
Let's run that again.
What's up, guys? My name is Victor White, and I'm one of your co-hosts.
I'm John McCollin here. What's good, fam? We're out here. We're ready. Full of energy. Let's get it, G. Let's get it, bro.
Johnny boy, so tell me about your week. What's been
bro, my week. This week, I mean, I just been in the routine, you know what I mean? Not much dynamic stuff like you on your end, because you know you're out here doing the big stuff. But yeah, I just been out here working, man, just waking up, writing songs.
Nice.
Working on the product I told you about.
Nice.
Having a bunch of meetings, and I can't talk about it much yet, but when I can talk about it, this will be one of the first places.
Yes. Okay, nice.
But yeah, that's been it, bro. That's been it. You know what I mean? Just trying to enjoy life. Just trying to work hard and do that stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay. Can I ask you a question, bro, before we go into me? I realized that poo beer, it's really similar to poop beer. So what's the story behind his name, bro?
Bro, that's a long story. You get into that another time still.
Okay, like, but it's not poop beer.
Nah, it's just poo beer, man.
Okay, poo beer.
Shout out to poo beer, man.
Shout out to poo beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not get into
You need some coffee, bro.
I know. So, I've handed in my first two university assignments, had lectures full speed, or actually it feels like it's more than full speed, because the first semester they just push us an insane amount of workload on the pupils, so that the people that, you know, usually I don't know if it's 5, 10, 15% that drops out, but it's usually somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So
Did they tell you that like when you guys first started?
Yeah, and they're also like, okay, so I don't know, 60 people is gonna fail the first exam. So
I hate when you do that.
Nice, amazing. But other than that, I mean, we had the how-to banquet.
Okay.
Did you have banquets in Ivy?
Undergrad did.
Okay, but you master's students didn't.
Nah. Okay. Yo, I actually was about to tell you, my brother hit me up. He was like, yo, B, he sent your story, which was like in a party room. He was like, yo, B, you might not got corona in Sweden, what bit to do in B? I was like,
yeah. John, that's the other thing. People listen to this podcast, bro. So, yes, we do respect everything with corona, bro.
I'm just telling you what happened behind the scenes. You know what I mean? Like, I just opened my messages and I see, like, I was like,
no,
I don't want to tell you, bro.
Okay, let's imagine that we have a friend who attends this specific school, and then this specific president of a student association gets this email from, I don't know if it's the school board or whatever, speaking about this specific new pupil that's just started the school and what he's doing. And then this specific pupil gets a message from the president of the student association saying that they have their eyes on you. So,
geez, that specific student gotta like fix up, bro.
So John, please just dial it back, because I do not want any troubles here. We do not want, because
this, I know
we have the keys to the kingdom, but they could also shut really quickly, I feel like.
Bro, I didn't know. I thought you were just out here doing your thing, you know what I mean? I thought the pupil was out here.
Yeah, well, to be honest, though,
it was all good. I thought, like, for that person, it was like, yo, just like the level of what I know was happening in that part of the world.
Yeah,
it was like, it was cool. Like, I was like,
Well, to be honest, if I speak about my case, because there's been some media attention about other schools. Obviously, my school, the Stockholm School of Economics, they're doing a fantastic job adhering to the rules and regulations. Yeah. And they're actually really strict to the point where it's actually a bit frustrating because, I don't know, as a new student, you just want to meet your fellow classmates and that stuff, and you don't want to be divided up in groups. There's been some stuff in the media about these other schools. So I think if there is any points of worry or whatever, I think that's the angle of attack.
I got you.
But I do possess the most exclusive bow tie in the world, bro.
I see that, bro. Shout out to Jennifer Bloom, you know?
That's kind of crazy.
That's fire. That's fire. That's like...
It is fire. And it's actually... Yeah, well, it compensated because I realized my fancy shoes are in Barbados. So I had to...
Tears and tears.
So I just went there casually. And also, I didn't know that cocktail meant...
What type of
sneakers
were there, bro?
Oh, brown leather. Not leather. K-Swiss.
Okay. Fair.
But yeah, and I also didn't know that cocktail was dark blue, blackish suit. So I went there in the light gray stripe.
Yo, you know what's crazy, bro? What? That is hilarious. So my first day of Ivy, they were like, you have to wear business formal.
Yeah.
And so they send out this thing. They send out, like, they're like, yo, either dark gray, not like dark suit, dark blue. Black, wear this suit. I was like, nah, B, I'm gonna wear a gray suit, fam. So I pulled up. I was the only man in the gray suit. Everyone else out here in the dark. I was like, I take all the pictures. You just see John, the like one of two like black managers out here, like in the gray suit. Like,
but I was lucky. I had the bow tie that carried me, you know.
Yeah, bro. I give you some points.
But what I do have to say is, at least you're making an impression, you know?
Yeah.
People will remember you. And in my world, that's always positive. And in this case, too, this was a how to attempt. So, but I did learn codes of conduct and stuff like that. But what I was going to say, this school is really special, bro, because there's like a little... secrecy surrounding it, I would say. Thank you, babe.
I feel you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Getting served?
Yeah, I'm getting served here. There's some secrecy surrounding it in terms of, like, I don't know what the purpose of it is. Because in my world, because essentially the school has had this rumor in Sweden of being an elite school. So naturally, and the media has been on the school because of this.
Yeah.
And it is a private institution, the only higher private education in Sweden. But then I look at like other private institutions, like there are elite schools like Harvard, Stanford, you know, these schools, and I don't feel like they strive as hard to keep this reputation, as well as the secrecy surrounding everything and attending the school, you know, because that's where I've run into some problems with my blog and stuff since I'm really transparent, you know. I think, like, as an example, at the banquet, like, we can take pictures and film and stuff. So I think it's a positive thing, because then people really socialize and stuff like that. You know, obviously there are some people that do it anyways, but they do have photographers there that take pictures, you know. They still haven't been published. I don't know what they're doing, but so I just feel like in today's environment where, like, there's no point of having that secrecy when everything you enter on the internet is essentially public.
So what's the secret? Well, like, what exactly is secret? Is like every single thing that happens at the school?
No, like, I would say, like, So there's a code of conduct at the banquets. I don't see like that being specific to the school. Like with my vlog, where I, you know, when we run in, like that was a secret thing. But as you said, like the bachelor students at Ivy do the same thing. I mean, they do it all over the world, so it's not special. I think it's deeply rooted in tradition, to be honest with you, John. I think a lot of it dates back to like the mentality of not wanting to be too much in the public eye, you know. But once again, like, you know, we live in 2020, so I think you have to be smart with how you deal with those things. And I would say the school is lucky having me as the first vlogger, quote unquote, because I am extremely media trained and been in the public eye since I was a kid, and I'm not like a particular risk compared to if there's you know, because I'm sure our next generation politicians will get their start on like having a big following on social media, and next, that can be a, yes, exactly, or this generation, whatever. But you know, that can be a conflict of interest, since the school has codes of conduct that you have to adhere to.
I tell you this, like, universities have like the oldest traditions, bro.
Yeah.
Like, literally the oldest standing to this day traditions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you, like, when you graduate and stuff, like, you see some stuff that you're like, this is definitely from like the 1920s or something, bro. Like,
yeah,
there's no way you should be doing this today, you know what I mean? Like, you see, that's why I still have these names like the chancellor and like all these different positions that they're given, is just like from tradition, you know what I mean? And then when you, when you're leaving school and you graduate, you see exactly what they're, is like the craziest thing ever, you know what I mean?
Yeah
But I'll just say, like, just be careful, like,
yeah obviously I don't want to trip up anyone's toes or anything, and I like, I want to contribute to the school in a positive way, because I'm extremely proud of being part of, like, you know, SSE and the coming heritage of SSE, and like, you know, I plan on making it a generational thing where I'm gonna want my kids to go there, and, you know, donations to the school and whatnot. Like, you know, I think it's from what I've seen this far, the welcoming, everything with it has just been, you know, amazing. As well as, like, big ups to the teachers as well, because the teachers are really passionate, and to be in a place where you're getting taught by people who are passionate about teaching, and they're also, like, you know, really good and amongst the best in their field, is super special. And I don't know if it's because I have a passion for it and all these things, but it's just like, you know.
Yo, so I had something to say, but I forgot my. It was super important.
But John, when you arrived to Ivy, like, did you encounter any of these things that I'm talking to now, or would you say it's more of a?
I'd say they're more open, but there's always their secrets. You know what I mean? Like, as with any university, I actually had a question for you in terms of, since, like, you are open with, like, your vlog and you're just transparent individual, like, do you think that they're open to have a conversation with respect? So, like, you know, like, where the line is, you know what I mean? So, like,
No. So, obviously, like, I've already had the conversation, being at meetings and stuff. So, that, but then I also think that it's kind of, you know, I think once, if I were to cross the line, you know, then I would cross the line. And I don't think, like,
but you know where it is. So, like, I feel like the important thing is knowing where that line is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You cross it, it's like,
if you do cross it, it's like, okay, I know I crossed it.
Because at the same time, you know, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot either. You know, I want to be an asset to the school, and I want the school to be an asset to me. You know, I'm at good terms with the principal. You know, And he's been talking to other people about me, etc., which is sick. And in terms of, like, the vlog spreading and all these things, it's, so, you know, my presence is, I would say, it's really there.
That's good.
But yeah, you just have to be smart with it, you know. I'm fine. It's, you know, I plan on doing this, and I plan on, you know, doing the whole vlog thing, whatnot, when I run large corporations or whatever might hold for me in the future. So you're not going to be able to share everything, you know. That's just a natural part of it, you know. And I hope that the people watching whatever I do and all these things understand that, you know. But I do think okay, let's take criticism as an example, you know. How do one critique the school? As if, let's say I'm in a course and there's a really bad teacher or whatever. Yeah. Okay, so naturally I wouldn't take to social media and critique it in a public space before I take it to the school and the relevant organ within, you know, there, and you deal with it, you know.
100%.
So but then again, like on my vlog that I published. Yeah, if you're listening to this on Monday, that I published yesterday, I talk about the fact that we didn't get any information about the cost of all these events and stuff when you start university, you know?
Is it cost?
Yeah, bro. You have to buy tickets to, like, the banquet. It's like, what is it, the $50 ticket, like, if you're talking US dollars, you know? So it's not expensive, and the school is paying for the majority of the ticket. Yeah. But then, like, you know, the intro pub that we had, that was a ticket, and then you buy alcohol, and then, like, course literature, which is a given, but then, you know, these events that surrounds it. So for someone, like, I'm lucky, you know, I have the means to be able to pay for it. But for someone who might come from, you know, a lower socioeconomic,
We know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, that thing. No, but it might be, like, actually really, really difficult. So then it would have been nice, like, in the 100-page deck or whatever that we got, it would have been nice for them to be like, okay, there's events.
Just more transparency on a whole, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel it. Like, for me, like, we had a bunch of events and stuff, but we paid a one fee for, like, the student association.
Yeah.
So, like, that fee, like, covered all our events, because, like, the school covered it, and then, like, part of, yeah, so we didn't really have to pay unless it was not inside the scope of, like, what was already planned, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah, you guys have
a student body.
Yeah. We have a student body. And I think that's a way better solution to do it like that, because then it's like, now it's all these small things here and there, you know. I've talked to a lot of friends in my class who are like, it'd be nicer to just know, like, you're gonna have to pay like $300 or $400 for the first two introduction weeks to be able to go to whatnot, know. But yeah.
Yo, I think it's super interesting. I'm just hearing about, like, listening about your school and stuff. Yeah. Man, super interesting.
Yeah.
Y'all got any secret societies?
I don't know if they're secret, but they have these a various amount of student bodies. Some are more public than others.
Okay. Nah, I feel that's super interesting.
Does Ivy have any
secret? Nah, I don't know. Well, if it was a secret, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I never heard.
Yeah.
It's not, like, famous, like, so the ones that, like, Harvard or, like, Stanford and stuff. But
yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. Like, just seeing that, like, you already have secrecy happening. So I just figured, like, another layer of, like, secrecy would if you had, like, that, like,
secret society. No. Yeah, it's... Well, bro, like, I'm definitely getting, like, an insane inside look into, you know, a different, I don't even know what to call it. Like, I'm enjoying, and but you know how it is, like, you know, in Barbados, you know, you have rich and poor, and it's very present. You know,
Oh, yeah.
In a place like this, it's not as present. And you also meet people who haven't seen that the same way. It might not, might not be as grounded and as aware of that, you know. So,
I feel you, man.
But, bro, chopped up. Let's move on.
Chopped up, man. What's going in chopped up this week?
I haven't even had time to read the book.
I read it. I read this entire week, but I don't think anything stood out to me. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Coronavirus vaccine just got approved. What? It might come out. They say it might come out in October, which is they fast tracked it. So what happened is these companies are all when you're doing the vaccine, testing it, you're supposed to have a phase one, phase two, phase three.
Yes, yes.
Like that. So these companies are doing all these phases simultaneously. Don't ask me how, but no, they're doing it simultaneously to speed up to get it cleared.
Yeah.
So now they're saying it's going to come out in October when any normal vaccine would come out 2021. You know what I mean?
Okay, wow. Would you take
that's the just vaccine? Crazy. No, I would not take it.
I would not take it either. Why would you take that? Why?
I would not be taking that. And the states, obviously, they're going through it still. This weekend is Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
In the states and here too. They're supposed to have another surge, especially in California, which is which has it the worst. So they're saying they're trying to push that vaccine out by October, starting with the healthcare workers, then the elderly people, most at-risk people, then general public.
Interesting.
But I'm gonna take that, dear dog. I'm gonna take the 2021 update.
Gonna take 2023 update. But we had this guy named Tom Britton. He is I'm not sure exactly what he is, but he's been a lot in the Swedish media when this whole corona thing happened, because he's been working on mathematical models in terms of pandemics and stuff, and doing research and stuff in terms of that. They scheduled him the day after the banquet, 8:15 in the morning. So I'm not saying that I fell asleep, but I'm also not saying that I was awake. So I just wanted to bring some light to the fact that I had a lecture on this, but I cannot at this moment provide
that's crazy value.
Because as I said, I was in a state of
That's reasonable, man. It happens to the best of us.
It does.
Yeah, it actually happens.
But John.
Yeah.
I'm the love child of BCG Sweden now.
Yo, I was about to ask you. Shout out to I saw you be you sent me that pic. I was like, I see this guy, bro. He's out here being strategic.
So let's just now when we're on Chopped Up dive a bit into the consulting world, etc. One of my new friends, Pontus, he did an internship after high school with BCG for half a year. And Sweden is actually unique where you can get hired at the consultancy firms after your bachelor's. Because in the rest of the world, you need masters and stuff, apparently, to even be considered.
I'd say
depend.
So there are different roles, right? So you notice there's to be a consultant, you have to have at least a master's degree. But going out of I just wish there was at least McKinsey or BCG in the Caribbean, because that's definitely where it would have gone after university.
Yeah.
But basically, so after university, the only way you're going to get in is if you do an internship sometime during your 3 to 4 years there. Mm-hmm. And then when you do get in, you're an associate, which is a level under consultant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you, if you do master's or MBA, then you go straight to consultant. You know
what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
But majority of people, you can get into BCG as an associate out of undergrad.
Yeah, but it seems like it's a lot harder in the rest of the world. So you do 4 years of college or whatever, like in North America, you know, and the odds of you getting in aren't that big. So you essentially have to, the best way seems like doing a double master's, whereas here in Sweden, you can do a 3-year degree and then get straight in. However, in order to become the consultant, you need your master's or MBA or, you know, whatever, so like, rising through the ranks there.
I'd say like the easiest way, it's hard to get in, but the easiest way through the hardest route is to get an internship. If you get an internship, you'll be fine. And then, like you said, like to be a consultant, like what most people do, like after they associate, they leave, like BCG pays for their master's, their MBA, whatever. And they come back and become a consultant, and then they do that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people, a lot of our listeners are definitely not aware of like what even consulting is, like what, how to get into it. Because me going into it, like I didn't know nothing, you know what I mean? I didn't know anything. So I guess this is a good, it's good information.
Are you titled a AI consultant or AI analyst? Because you have your
I'm a consultant. Now. Yeah, I'm an associate. Ooh. Associate consultant. Yeah.
Bro, so you have a fat salary then.
I mean, sitting in your condo penthouse floor,
building a studio, giving me a house after last week's episode, guys. I just see these brand new boxes and brand new TV, brand new freaking everything.
I mean, we can talk about that later.
Johnny boy. No, but what I wanted to say is because I am, I've gotten some insight from talking to people in return in regards to banking and in regards to consultancy, because that's like where I stand. Some people say you want to try banking to know that you don't want to be in banking. I've heard that. Yeah. Whereas in consulting, it's like, you know, it's a bit more varying work.
I'll say like the reason to get into consulting is if you want to understand business at like the highest level, you know what I mean?
You get
to understand every single industry, and you're not like, okay, normal people go into the industry, they leave school and they go into a company. Companies in the industry. So I'm just breaking it down for the listeners, right? So if you go work at Cold Care Manufacturing, if you go work at, I don't know, Air Canada, you're in the aviation industry. So normal people just go into industry, but as a consultant, you actually don't, you're not in industry. Your industry is professional services, but you actually work in all the other industries, helping them.
And you can taste different industries to see what
you get into like
exactly, as well as the fact that most people say that they're, because the average length of someone working in consultancy at these firms is like 2 years, and it's essentially like getting a MBA because you learn so much. Like my friend Pontus that I was talking to that did the internship at BCG, he was like, I learned more during my 6 months there at the internship thing than all my high school, you know, experience.
I mean, it only makes sense because you're the point person for the C-suite of these companies. You know what I mean? So CEOs, CFOs, CIOs, all these people come to this consulting firm with a problem. Because either they can't solve it, or they just don't have the time to solve it. And it's like, help me. You know what I mean? So you get called, you're like, okay, I don't know anything about this, but like in 2 days, you have to be like, you have to know everything about this industry. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's super interesting if you like solving, if there are two types of people, you know what I mean? There are people who love to solve problems, who love to just learn new stuff every single day. And then there's people who just want to work and make a salary. If you're the first, then I think consulting is a vibe. You know what I mean? Not for your entire life, but like at least like dip your feet in it.
Yeah. Exit opportunities are really good from consultancy really good. Too. But yeah, so BCG had this virtual event. I did it. It was fantastic. It was really fun actually. They said that at the Stockholm office, mostly people are 25 to 35 years old, which is super sick. They seem to be like a tight-knit crew. And then they had this section where they've invited this Swedish, I'd say D or F celebrity, you know, comedian. And but he was doing his thing in Swedish. So, you know, my boy Aiden was in the thing, you know, and our boy Aiden. And so I took it upon myself to translate some context for all the internationals in there. Mm-hmm. And that's why BCG posted, because Aiden sent me a screenshot, like, you know, my boy translating for the internationals. I post that on my Instagram, tag BCG, and then they asked me if they can post it. I say, yes, I would love to make a vlog with you guys. And they're like, okay, contact this person.
That's cool. That's cool.
And it's also hilarious because they're like, unlike some of our competitors who just care about winning, i.e. McKinsey.
Yeah, I would say this, right? So from all, like, everything I've heard about BCG, like, I've spoken to hella people in BCG. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've spoken to hella people in McKinsey.
Yeah.
And, like, the only thing about BCG that they're, like, they always talk about McKinsey. You know what I mean? Like, McKinsey doesn't care about anyone else because, like, McKinsey knows they're number one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
BCG is always shit talking McKinsey. They're always like, yeah, we're better than McKinsey. Like, McKinsey's like, nah, we're just out here. You know what I mean? We're working with the royal family. Like, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, we don't really care. That's the only thing. BCG's like, nah, we're better than McKinsey. But shout out to BCG still. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to BCG. Yeah,
yo, let's get it.
Yeah.
Freeze pick of the week. Do you have one?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. What is
it? I hope it was the thunder and not like this house or something.
It sounded like someone like was like moving like a big rock.
It's raining. Okay, yeah. So Breeze, I'm scared now. Breeze pick of the week this week is, okay, Puffy, take it away.
Hey yo, what's going on? This is DJ Puffy, Red Bull 3-Style World Champion, and this is the Breeze pick of the week. Check it out, y'all.
Yeah, Lord have mercy, this can't get no worse. If we call it a curse on me, all things that hurt me, call it thirsty me.
So you just heard Coffee with Pressure.
That's sick, because I was actually going to give you a Coffee song if you didn't have one.
Yeah. And the reason why I listen to that one in the morning, because I'm under a lot of pressure right now. So it gives me strength and also some vibes from back home. Vibes. Well, technically Jamaica, but still.
Yo, one Caribbean still, you know what I mean?
Yeah, one Caribbean. Or the other one, the quarantine song. That one is
the lockdown. That was actually going to be my.
That was the one that I was going to say, but then I forgot the name. So
I listen to that every morning. Yeah. Every morning.
Amazing.
That sounds a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, guys, thanks for tuning in to the Breeze podcast.
We appreciate you guys, for real, for real.
Yes.
We all say.
And yeah.
We out.
Peace.
Peace. Yeah.